me the news. I got a bad case to loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case to loving you.
I had Dr. Barkey on my mind really early this morning, yeah, getting ready for his Instagram, but I did my 35-minute walk. I did 30 minutes in the sun. I was drinking water, and I'm continuing to think Dr. Jeffrey Barkey.
You're drinking water not in a bottle either.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like not in a plastic bottle, oh, by no. the way, Doc.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Jeffrey Barkey back with us. Instagram at RX4Liberty. How you doing?
Always great to be with you guys. Speaking of LeBron James.
I love it. Good to have you with us. Man, been a great week. Started the day off with another morning message from you on Instagram. You know, let's talk a little bit about what you focused on this this morning.
It was on the gut microbiome. And what most people don't realize is the trillions of bacteria and viruses and fungi and God only knows what that lives in our stomach is really the determinant of good health and bad health. And what we put in our stomach from the standpoint of food either helps us further along in getting healthy or fans the flames of inflammation, and we get to choose. And interestingly, you know, it's not always clear. There are some people that eat healthy, but for some reason they don't feel good. And we'll often run a food allergy / sensitivity test. And sometimes we'll be surprised that they're eating eggs, but they're sensitive or even allergic to them, or other foods that we commonly consume. So if you're eating pretty healthy, but you don't feel good, that may be one thing to ask your doctor for, is a blood test, food sensitivity test. One of my favorites is a lab called BioTech, they run a comprehensive panel to look at food sensitivities. And then you can take that and do an elimination diet and remove some of the things that you're sensitive to. And amazingly, people often feel better.
Now, is that through, so that's through the blood. So is that something that you could do like online? You have to have your physician?
No, you need, unfortunately, that type of a test, you need a physician to order it for you.
Okay.
There are ways you can do it online, I suppose, with docs that do telehealth. And by the way, I am one of them, rxforliberty.com, rxforliberty Instagram. I do conduct telehealth and telemedicine visits. I've got a holistic health coach that works with me. She does coaching visits too. She's fantastic, better than most doctors I know at teaching you things to eat and things not to eat, and personalizing a supplement game for you as well, so you're not just taking a bunch of crap.
You hear that, Nurse Jackie? He loves you.
Yeah. Come on over, Nurse Jackie.
Hey, Dr. Barkey, you know, it's interesting because, like, you know, there's dietitians and nutritionists out there, and, of course, your very own doctor that you go to on a more regular, let's say, basis, but I guess people, you know, I've actually had gut issues, just who I am and kind of like runs in the family, but
no popcorn.
I have not done the test, which I probably should, because I feel everyone's dealing with things.
If you remind me, as you know, we've talked about this, I have a medical license in Texas, so I can consult with folks in Texas.
I can order
that through for you. There's an umbrella company called Rupa, R-U-P-A Health.
Hmm.
They're a lab company. They represent some 150 different labs. And through Rupa Health, I can send you an order. You can go to your local lab, you know, Quest, LabCorp, whatever you have local, and they'll draw your blood. About a week or so, we'll get it back. And then what we actually should do is on air,
yeah,
we should review your food sensitivity panel, and we can show everybody exactly what that's all about.
I want one too.
I love it. I love being.
I want to be.
I'm like one of those little white mice.
I want to be included too.
I'm a test subject, but I think that's interesting. I think it's something that I think everyone has issues, sensitivities, like you called it. And I want to start living a better lifestyle, better life. And I have a feeling I'm eating things that I might think, oh, it's not that bad at all. It's not like it's processed or anything like that. But maybe it's not what my body wants.
Hey, Doc, send two, yeah. please.
Okay, you know, I've got, I mean, I have patients that eat really clean.
Yeah.
And they don't feel good, and we do this test, and we're like, holy smokes, I didn't realize that you were super sensitive to white meat chicken, or that egg yolks, or that
wow.
dairy, you shouldn't eat dairy because it lights up on there. And they eliminate a handful of these foods, and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. And then we can slowly introduce, reintroduce these foods, and they do fine. But until we remove them, they just don't feel good.
Adam, no more Klondike bars.
Yeah, I haven't had a Klondike in years. It's really funny, though. I mean, we talk obviously about gut health, if you will. Obviously, I have I've had my gastro doctor, if you will, that I've got closer over the years just because I've had issues. But it's amazing how you can eat certain things, and not only do you want to maybe feel better, but this is also, I think, in the long run. Like, you know, you look at your health from a longer perspective, and, you know, this is something that, you know, maybe can stop us from getting sick in other ways, I think.
No question about it. Our gut is so important in diseases, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, and I believe even cancer. Our immune system runs right through our gut. And if we don't feed it properly, listen, there's no substitute to eating clean, drinking purified water, getting a little sunshine, making sure your nutrients are dialed in. And I think, put all that aside, more important than any of that is stress. So you give me two people. One is super chill,
yeah.
nothing bothers them, but they eat like crap and never exercise. The other person eats perfectly, exercises, but they've got chronic, unrelenting stress from whatever, work, an unhappy relationship. I'll take that first person any day in the longevity race because stress is so important. Stress causes our cortisol levels to go up, adrenal fatigue. We can talk about that. And you got to deal with the stress if ultimately you want to achieve optimal health.
Now, what about sleep? Let's.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about that.
Well, I mean,
sleep is a big deal with your health.
I'm getting 8 hours sleep with maybe a wake-up call to the bathroom once or twice.
Yeah, probably like six times for you.
I've controlled it. I've learned not to have my Klondike bar before I go to sleep.
Yeah, right.
Let's get Marge up here and ask her.
No, seriously, Doc, how important is sleep for the average person?
It's really important. It's underemphasized, unfortunately. If you get crappy sleep, it's almost impossible for you to feel well. And there's a variety of reasons for getting lousy sleep. One, of course, is sleep apnea. It's common. We order sleep tests all the time, home sleep tests, where a person will go out, wire you up in your own bed and get some really good information. So sleep apnea is one of the things, but just basic sleep hygiene. And those basics are as follows. Go to bed the same time every night, whatever time that is, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, midnight, it doesn't matter. The same time every night. Try to get at least 8 hours of sleep. And a couple hours before you go to bed, shut down all electronics. No cell phone, no iPad, no television. And when you hop into bed, no electronics in bed. Don't sit in bed and watch the Johnny Carson show, ages me. Don't sit in bed and watch TV. Don't do it. That blue light from the television is very disruptive. If you need to do something in bed, grab an old-fashioned paper book and read that if you want. Make your room cold as you can.
Really?
Nearly about 68 degrees. And dark. So if there's light coming in from the street lights or from the moon, get some blackout shades to make your room cold and dark. And you do those few things and you habituate that sleep routine, that sleep hygiene on a day in and day out basis, and your sleep will improve. And then try not to take any drugs to help you sleep, in particular alcohol. So be careful about alcohol. It'll help put you to sleep. But then you wake up in the middle of the night with like little mini hangovers, and alcohol is very disruptive for normal sleep.
Why cold, temperature?
Because that's the way our bodies are designed to sleep. I don't mean like under the covers, it has to be cold. I mean the temperature of the room.
Yeah.
Should be nice and chilly. You can climb under the bed, climb under the sheets, of course, and stay warm. But the room itself should be cool. Mm. I also recommend that you avoid electric blankets, that you turn on the electricity, because that's in some form EMF, and that's not a good thing when you go to bed. And don't use your cell phone as a clock radio where it's right by your head waking you up. If you can, also disconnect the Wi-Fi from your house at night. You can get a little timer switch on it. So 11 o'clock at night goes off. So you don't have EMF flooding your house as well.
A lot of great information there.
Did the doctor say no electric cars? What did he say?
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Oh.
No, I didn't say that.
Did you say that?
I'm not getting a car that you don't put fossil fuel in. I'm sorry. I'm not driving around in an EMF machine. I don't care what they say. Electric cars are BS.
I love it. The next conversation we're going to have, in fact, we're going to talk a little bit about, it's kind of maybe related to what you're talking about here, EMF. And I want to know certain things, especially your opinion. How important is it to really look in, like, really specifically look at the things we're buying in the grocery store, look at the things that we're using, whether it's our deodorants that has aluminum in it, things that cause cancer. We need to be more proactive, I think, as human beings and stop just doing whatever the FDA says is good for us. So maybe we'll get into that in our next conversation. Lots to talk about. Reminding everyone here of the great Dr. Jeffrey Barkey out of Orange County. Follow him on Instagram, RX4Liberty. That's RX4Liberty. And some great information, especially your daily morning messages I love. But we'll come back. Looking forward to having you on again next week.
You got it. Thanks, boys.
Shout out to Nurse Jackie.
Yep. I got it.